Nick on the other line. We're going to bring him in a second. Nick Tilelli, probably one of the funniest guys doing stand-up today. He's in New York City. You know, we started together around the same time, probably about a year in each before we met, doing a show. We were on the same lineup. And we've been friends ever since, man. This guy's an absolute savage. And I always enjoy talking to him. I know you guys will enjoy hearing what he has to say. You know, Long Island, New York, dude. You know, yeah, we used to ride into the city. We used to do 4 to 5 shows a night, just bouncing around, hitting all the clubs. And we got good together. I ended up moving to L.A., and he stayed in New York City to hold it down. And probably one of my best friends, man. Just some of the crazy nights, you know. We won a few competitions together, so that was fun. And yeah, we're gonna get him on the line here. This is the bonus episode for Friday, so hope you guys enjoy it. I'm gonna get him on the line here. One sec. Let's do this. Sorry if that's loud. I gotta adjust the levels here.
Yo,
what up, brother?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, how about you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly. Hold up.
All right, that's what's up, man. I'm gonna blow through my data here on the FaceTime audio.
Yeah, I don't even know how any of that shit worked. Went to school for broadcasting, and I retained nothing.
Yeah, you must have went to the what was it, the online?
Phoenix Online.
yeah, where they give you a certification, like, yeah, you paid the fee.
Dude, you want to know how great this was, actually? The guy that worked the place, I owed them money still, like, you could pay within payments, and the guy who owned the place, I only paid, like, I think it was, like, supposed to, like, $2,000, I only paid, like, maybe $800, right? Uh-huh. And the guy ended up being accused of fraud and on trial, and it turns out he was taking money, so he pocketed all my money, right, the $900,
uh-huh.
And what's it called? And so what ended up happening was I got all my debt refuted. Like, I didn't have to pay them anything.
Oh, shit. Did you get your $900 back?
I didn't get my $900 back because they couldn't tell if I paid or not. You. No, he didn't, because he couldn't tell if I – it doesn't matter, because in my opinion, I go – they call me up and they're like, oh, yeah, we can't. So did you make your payments? I'm like, of course I did. Wait, there's no record? What do you mean? You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So that got out of it.
Just playing it off.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. I gave him cash every time.
Yeah, cash. Yeah, you don't have his Bitcoin records? I thought I said. It's fucked up, man. Well, I'm sorry we didn't get together, man, when I was up there. But, you know, just sometimes shit doesn't work out. I got to get back up there when it opens up, dude, and do a real one. Or you got to come down here, man. Get out of the city for a second.
Yeah, no, I definitely do got to get out of the city for a second. I got weeks coming up. I definitely want to take, like, Thursday to, like, a Tuesday out over by you, see what's going on. Maybe I should wait till it locks down again, because at least I'll have some freedom somewhere. Am I right?
Yeah, seriously, dude. I mean, we're wide open down here. You know, some people are still wearing masks, a couple of sheep, nah. But
a couple of sheep. I don't know, dude. I, you know, I want to be on your page.
I don't know, dude. I was talking about on Monday how, you know, this lady was yelling at me to put a mask on. And I'm like, do you know where you're headed to right now? Like, you're heading down to Florida, lady. Like, you're going to have a panic attack if you're freaking out now. I'm like, half the people down here didn't even know there was a virus.
Yo, oh my God. Yeah, she doesn't. Oh, she has no idea what she's in for then.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Because, dude.
She's going to need a hazmat suit.
in Long Island, a beekeeper suit, right? Yeah. In Long Island, it's the same thing. They treat it as if, like, what do you mean COVID? I found some signs that said, like, posted on houses. I'll send it to you. It was a long banner that said, how do you like globalism now? Long Island. It's, like, right across the street from my father grew up. Just, you know, right on the route to school. So funny.
That's the best, bro. Some solid people. I was talking about how in Long Island, like, some people were still masks, but some stores, especially on Main, they didn't have you know, half the sign said mask, like, must have mask, and half of them were like, who, just fucking spend your money here, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't mind, honestly, truthfully, I don't mind the mask. It's when I'm outside. It's like, I need to breathe. Let me just, you know. And we're in New York City. People already in New York City, too, are kind of done with it as well. I mean, in my neighborhood, they didn't even wear masks in the beginning. They gave it like a week. And they're like, fuck this bullshit. And was sneezing in it.
Yeah, keeping their weed in it. They're coming outside. Hey, you fucking said 14 days. Is it 14 days or not?
Yeah, exactly. He goes, we're supposed to be open by Easter. I would hear shit like that.
Yeah, dude's like, I got to fucking install an elevator, kid. I need to fucking get out there.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's but awesome, yeah. Dude. So has anything changed? I mean, I know you're doing shows next to rats outside, but is, you know, what's
I mean,
up?
I was doing that inside, too, if you think about it.
I mean, shit, half the Vietnamese kitchens we performed in.
Exactly. But go ahead.
Dude, yeah, I mean, I didn't go to the city that, like, yeah, I wasn't in the city like that much. But, I mean, I see on Instagram and stuff, I mean, they're doing, like, the Trump rallies are going through there. That, you know, everyone's taking shifts protesting something different. That's what I've been seeing.
You know what? It's a lot. And, like, people have the opportunity now. And I went to a few protests, honestly, because I just wanted to check it out. Like, when it first happened, it was pretty wild.
You needed some new shoes. Don't lie to the people. You needed the new Jordans.
Of course. How do you think you saw those on my Snap story?
I know. That's the thing with, like, white kids, bro, is they like the sneakers, but they don't need to keep them. They don't care about keeping them clean. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, when I saw that photo. Where were you for that?
I was in Central Park. These guys put on a great show over there, and there's like 60 people. Like, people are down to do stuff over here. It's cool. You know, they keep the mask on, they chill, so it's fine, whatever.
Right.
And they're there, and they bring their own beer, they bring their own lawn chairs, and they're just chilling, and where you get to perform in front of an audience. It's fucking dope.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, so obviously it's in the grass of Central Park, and I had my new Jordans on. So I was just standing in grass on Jordans, and I could just feel like, I was like, oh, I'm really going to have to work for this crowd now.
Yeah, they're already like, your first bit, you got heckled for grass stains.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
You're like, what's up with coronavirus? They're like, not the threes.
Yeah, exactly. The Tinkers, bro.
Yeah, for real.
You know?
My mans, what is up with
they throw shit at me, but they were too afraid to fuck up the sneakers more.
Oh yeah, they're like, they're already dirty.
Don't do it to them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they hand me a toothbrush and some fucking vinaigrette. I'll get that shit out, bro. but yeah, so it's been, you know, it's been all right. It's been the worst.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're still doing stuff, man. It's just the whole thing is just fucked. I mean, I was just laughing at how it was still like, they made me fill out like some kind of form when I landed, like, where are you gonna be? And I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that's so interesting because I had friends, like, I don't know, like, what, like, letting everyone know where you're going to be, is that, like, supposed to, like, if what's the excuse for letting them ask you for that? Like, in my head, I'm thinking, okay, they want to keep track of where you, what's going on. Like, if I had to think of a legitimate reason, I would say that they want to know where you're going and where you came from, and if there was a spike in there, they're able to track it. That's fine. I get that. Why do I gotta put my name down?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, dude, they wanted address. I wrote Cuomo's house and turned it in.
Such a fucking asshole. Yeah, and dude. Listen, I'm not gonna lie. You and I differ in that because I believe what's going on. You know what I mean? I believe.
Dude, I believe there's a virus, bro, but it's like, come on, man. We're like, tuberculosis kills 1.5 million people per year, and there's a vaccine, and now everyone's freaking out because, you know what I mean, dude? It's an election year. I don't know, man.
Don't get me wrong. Obviously, it's been politicized, too, but, like, as is everything else, and that's what the biggest harm to the public is that they don't know what to believe. Like, the fact that you and I are having this conversation right now, right, like, we're having a back and forth of whether it is or isn't kind of a thing or how much to the extent, shows to me how the system is fucked. Like, we shouldn't have to have these discussions. Or maybe we should. Maybe this is us keeping them in check. I'm not sure. You know, I'm thinking out loud. But in my head, I'm thinking, you know, we should be able to just trust our government in any regard and not have any doubts whatsoever. I mean, if you want to think about it, what do most people get that shit from? It's from the past. So I get, listen, I think QAnon are a bunch of fucking wackos. And I know you're probably the leader of organization over there.
Yeah, I'm sorry to offend you and your South people. Florida chapter.
Yeah, exactly. I know.
No, dude, I've since day one, man, my buddy Michael and I were like, it's probably, you know, if it's this mainstream, you know, if you can openly talk about the stuff with, like, you know, someone's aunt, I'm like, all right, what are we, you know what I'm saying? She's not supposed to know all this. It's got to be.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be bullshit.
You mean having a conversation about politics?
Oh, dude, you're at dinner and someone's like, did you hear about them eating babies? And you're like, and you want to be like, yes, it's real. But it's like, at the same time, it's so mainstream now, it's not even cool to be like a conspiracy theorist.
Ah, wow. So you only did it because it was cool.
No, you haven't. You know, it's like one of those things where you tell someone and you're like, hey, man, at the end of the sentence, you go, I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, of course. Well, now they don't want that. They want to be right. That's the funny thing. You know, this interesting point you brought up, because you talk to any aunt or uncle and they're just saying, blah, 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 and that's fucking it. All right? Cuomo don't know shit. And I'll tell you that right now.
Right. Or they're on the other end of the fence saying, like, you know, thank you, our Lord and Savior. You know,
yeah,
governor.
And the truth is, get out of here. Is in the middle. It is in the middle. There's something in the middle. And that's what I believe in.
Well, you
and that's what I believe in as I look at my Eminem poster in my one-bedroom apartment. And I said it here with a snack table that holds all my jewelry and remotes. Right here, I tell you what America needs.
Yeah, exactly. But, dude, that's what's messed up is the people that have nothing sometimes are way more qualified.
Yeah, I mean,
they just never played the game.
And you want to put it that way, sure, but I think about the fact, like, if they put me in a position of actual power as, like, a senator, all right, I wouldn't even know where to begin. I'd just be like, yeah, so, you know, you want to fix the homeless? Who do I talk to? Like, I don't know what to do, you know?
Yeah, right.
You guys can point me in the direction of the homeless hall? Like, you know, it's what?
Yeah, they'd be like, Governor Tilelli spotted at the cellar doing 15 minutes instead of helping the homeless.
Exactly. Oh, no, I gather them together to do 15 minutes. That's what I'd probably end up doing.
Yeah, you'd be like, all right, New York City, you hold a voting event in Madison Square Garden just to say you sold it out.
Yeah, exactly. Now I got a 15-person bringer. Where can I find the homeless?
Yeah.
But yeah, fucking Christ. That's, you know, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do, man? Yeah, I'm just I was just blown away, man. It felt like you can't get any damn service up there anymore. Like in restaurants, the servers are like, yeah, due to coronavirus, go fuck yourself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's everyone's just using it as an excuse to be lazy. They're like, we want to go back on unemployment.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of that. I mean, also, you got to think about it this way, man. They just got introduced to, and this is, I actually believe in this, because who the fuck wants to be a slave waiter? You know, nobody wants to go back to that, especially after tasting the freedom that you have. What am I going to do? Fucking grab a wine spritzer for a guy who sneezes in his dollar bills before he hands them to me? Get the fuck out of here.
Right. You know? Yeah, no, man. It's like, but down in Florida, dude, like some restaurants, when I left LA and I got back down to Florida, I'm like, oh my God, like they took the social distancing wooden platforms away from the bar because they're like, these people need drinks. Like, they just didn't even care anymore. They were
yeah, of course.
They're like, this is just an inconvenience. Like, we're at the beach. No one's going to snitch. Like,
no, completely.
Every restaurant by the beach in LA, in Florida, but I went fishing with some guys that just ran a charter boat, and they were like, we heard there's a virus out there. What's up with that? It came from China? What's going on? Like, they had no idea, bro.
Oh, my God.
No idea.
That's insane. That's
they were
hilarious.
Like, it must have been bad because they didn't let us go out for 8 days, and that was bullshit.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Yeah, bro. These people that live in – the guy lives in a sailboat and builds AR-15s when he's not fishing. Like, that's – these. And then he goes – I'll tell you where the good seafood spots are. They're basically Amish with more guns.
Dude, that's insane. What a life. I mean, a life of ignorance. But imagine being out there and getting the news from that. Like, you just disappear. It's almost like 28 weeks later.
Yeah, he's like, what have you heard? I'm like, you can turn on the radio.
Yeah, exactly. I haven't seen a radio in 27 years.
Yeah, he's like, we were out there, like, we're 20 miles, like, away from Cuba. And I'm like, man, I'm hungry. I'm going to get something to eat. So I go in the fridge in the boat, and he goes, me too. And he pulls out Pop-Tarts out of his pocket, and I go, who is this guy?
On the boat he did that?
Yeah, he's like this 40-year-old, like, just a fat guy with a ponytail, and he's just eating Pop-Tarts sitting on the end of a yacht. And he's like, yeah, I heard there's a virus out there. I got to tell you, I don't know what's going on.
Dude, can I tell you, when you said that, when he said he's like, I'm hungry too, the way you described this guy, I thought he was just going to pull out a spear, stab the ocean, pull out a fish, and just start chewing.
Oh, dude.
I was like, that's who I thought this guy was. But apparently,
well, that's
not.
The funny thing is, we didn't catch anything with this guy.
Really?
Yeah, because his captain just kept driving, and the one fish we did caught, he's like, sit in the chair. You know how you sit in, like, the one chair back? And it was official, and I'm like, oh, shit, I might have gotten something big. And he's like, sit down. And he, like, straps me into the chair. I reel it in, and I'm like, that's the bait fish. Like, it was no fight. Like, it was just so out of it. I reeled in my bait in, like, a fury, thinking it was, like, a shark or something.
That's hilarious. And it just came right up.
Yeah, and then when I he threw it back in the water, and he was like, we gotta put term limits on Congress. And I go, how out of the fucking loop is this guy? But he's making some great points.
Oh yeah. Is that who you get your expert advice from?
Oh dude, I should have kept his card.
That's hilarious. But what do you have to do? He doesn't have, like, does he have a number, or do you have to, like, sail out 20 clicks from fucking Cuba?
Yeah, you gotta shoot a flare gun so he'll come over.
Exactly.
No, it's wild, exactly. Dude. It's they have, like, a dock with, you know, probably like 100 boat slips, and you just, my buddy set it up, but you just go down there and basically type in, like, charter fishing, and then you just call a captain and see. You know, if they're like, oh, we're going to go catch this, what do you guys want to catch? We can, you know, they kind of know the spots. So.
Wow.
But yeah, that guy sucked. But the next day was cool. But yeah, it was just so funny how disconnected some people are with this whole thing. But then you go to, like, New York or, you know, any city, and it's just full panic.
Oh, yeah, I know. And it's every conversation at every waking moment. Everyone is literally hypnotized by it. It's like, no wonder the Kardashians are ending their season. They can't, you know, the competition is too thick.
Yeah,
they can't
compete
with CNN. Yeah, they can't compete with CNN. How are they going to fucking show their show?
All right. Well, I mean, dude, now, what do you think with this whole Trump thing?
I mean, I don't know. See, there's so many factors in my head I can't know for sure, but.
I mean, he's out now. He says he's better.
He's out now, but I feel like he's going to be like, see, that was nothing. We're opening up. You know?
I mean, yeah, that's the one way I'm leaning. Or he goes, China gave me the virus. We're going to war tomorrow. I have no idea.
That's what's so unpredictable, you know? It's hilarious. Oh, China gave me the virus. It knew it was coming for me,
dude,
this whole time.
There's got to be so many rednecks in bunkers just smiling ear to ear going, I fucking told you. Told you we should have built this.
That's hilarious. And, dude, I got to say, man, it is scary. Look, you ever watch some videos of Chinese soldiers? It's like, it is intense. It's like every one of them is a Bruce Lee character, and they have a gun.
Yeah, but they're also 5'5".
Yeah, okay, that's cute. Okay, so you're going to be able to handle him down as he fucking has his little
monkey I can take four
legs
at once.
Around your neck.
Four at once, unarmed.
Bullshit. Four at once. Oh shit, they're not Smurfs, bro.
I'm just going by height and body weight. It's like, how many third graders can you beat up? You know, that one.
Do you know, as soon as you lifted up your trigger finger, you'd have your throat slit already. You'd be on the floor.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, hey, I don't want to find out.
With a mask on. They would have put a mask on you too in that time as you fall to the ground. Just one last fuck you.
Yeah, they put your mask on for you after they kill you.
Exactly. Over your eyes, though.
Yeah, they close your eyes. They put an N95 over you, and they're like, sleep, my friend.
But it's headless. You're just squirting blood.
Dude, that's going to be the new character in the Mortal Kombat, bro. The COVID-19.
The COVID-19. I believe it.
Finish him. You put your N95 on and, like, fucking spray him with some bat juice.
Oh, dude, can you imagine what that character would look like too? He would definitely, I'll tell you exactly what he would look like. He'd have an N95 mask on, but there'd be a hole cut in it, right? And it's just his, you know, he's got a long ass monster tongue, and that's like one of his COVID moves, where he you know, snaps you up with his tongue. Yeah, he just, and then you're just done. COVID!
Finish him. He sneezes on you.
Yeah, yeah. No, what would happen is, if they keep it realistic, you'd block the move and kill him, and then it'd be a, like, you win, and then 14 weeks later, deceased.
14 days later.
Deceased.
You're like, shit, I haven't unlocked the ventilator.
Yeah, exactly. A ventilator. That's your only fighting chance. Dude, that's hilarious. And I'll tell you exactly where they do it. They do it in fucking Chris Cuomo from CNN's basement where he quarantined this whole time.
Yeah, or you'd be like in the nursing home level.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Fighting in the lobby.
And you can't get out because Cuomo locked you in.
Yeah, they're just wheeling other old people in with masks while you're fighting.
They're like that. Yeah, exactly. They wheel them, and then they're falling out of the wheelchairs onto the pit and just dropping. Jesus, this is pretty graphic, huh? Can you tell I really thought about this?
Oh man, bro, it's always, always just like so good talking to other comics, man. Fucking some people are just so boring, bro.
Yeah, I know, and I work with them. And it's hard because I know I'm a really rude person, and
we're
I'm
honest.
Really trying. Yeah, but it's like, at what point, like, I don't need to be honest when I'm waiting online to, like, you know, cash in my check. You know what I mean? Like, that's not the place where I need to be honest with people. And, like, I need to tell you what's going on right now because somebody has to, you know? I'm so done with that at this point. And so I kind of just listen to it. Now I'm like, I'm an empath. I just take in everybody. Yeah, gotcha. Move
right.
Ahead.
Yeah, smile gotcha. And wave. Continue doing what you're doing anyway.
I know. It's just I don't have the fight in me to do that to people, and it doesn't seem necessary either. Who the fuck am I? Let me tell you why you're wrong, kiddo. You
don't right.
My balls.
Right.
It's like shut up. You know what arrogance is that?
You're like, now out of my way. I'm performing on the J train.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I'm holding the flyer. Like, are you coming or not?
Bring three people. I'm short.
Exactly.
Dude, are people dude, still dude. Performing on the subway? I mean, have you even been on the subway? Like, what's going on
yeah,
with all that?
Yeah, the subway's alive and well, man. I actually had an issue last night. I was on the subway, and I had my headphones in. I'm riding out, and the doors open up on one of the platforms, and I just see everyone screaming and running out of the subway. And I'm just like, oh, fuck, right? So I look behind me, and I see this guy swinging his bag and screaming at people and, like, coming towards them. And I'm like, oh, no. And what I heard was, I have a bomb, right?
Oh, so my God.
Yeah, but still had his mask on. I got to respect this guy. You know, he wanted to keep safe.
Hey, he's like, I'm going to protect you from COVID, but not this shrapnel.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So everyone runs out, and then it's like, oh, he doesn't have a bomb. I heard wrong. It's just... he has an ice pick. And so the subway stopped and everyone ran into the other car, and then we're waiting and we see some guy fighting with him, and then he runs away and the train's like, we're going to be stopped for a few amount of time. Please be patient with us. And then there's this woman, and they ask everybody, they're like, what'd he have? What was he doing? And this white guy goes, he had an ice pick. And then she just goes, motherfuck, we're stopping this goddamn train because of a motherfucking ice pick. This motherfucker had a screwdriver and we stopped the train.
Bro, what's the like DEFCON level? Like, what item does someone really have to have in New York to like freak people out? Because I mean, you pull out a switchblade on the 2 train, some people will freak out, but everyone else will just keep playing Candy Crush.
I'll tell you, bongos. That's what I think. When I see someone without a bongos, I'm like, let's all stop the train. Let me out.
Yeah. Dude, it's so funny you said that, man, because that was probably one of my last subway rides back to Bushwick. It was probably like 3 a.m., you know, coming home from some spot in Harlem. And like, this guy gets on, man, and just starts wailing the bongos. And I'm the only one on the train. And I was like, hey, man, I'm the only one here. You could just ask me for $5. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like he just gets on. And I go, hey, how about a small 20 for you to get off?
Yeah, exactly. And you know how I hand it to him? As he's in that moment of just bum bada bum
bada bum bada bum. Yeah.
I would just slam a 20 in between his hands and go, just stop.
Yeah, I go, stop. I go, hey man, just be honest with me. How much do you need? Because I don't got a lot, but I want to get home in peace.
I know. And then you're like, do you have a Venmo?
Yeah, like, yo, I'm going to cash app you. Get the fuck off the train.
And I bet he would, too. Yes, I do.
Oh, 100%, dude. I was thinking, like, what would be the most annoying instrument to just bring on the train? Because I've been stuck with people playing the accordion, bro.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's, in my opinion, it's the voice of any white girl is the most annoying instrument I ever hear on a goddamn subway train.
Just singing?
Go. The singing, yeah, but just the.
Oh, that's like the I moved here to be like a writer voice.
Yeah, and the shit they say. You know what? I'm always jealous of them because of how absolutely sure of themselves they are when they speak.
Dude, it's 100% confidence, and there's such a safety net behind them in life that, like, they just order stuff on Amazon because if all else fails, you know their dad's going to send them another 10 grand.
Completely. Exactly. Ugh, maybe that's why I'm jealous of them.
That's what it is, dude. It's like, honestly, if you really look at New York or even any of those places where it's just like people come from like FU money, it's just like kind of jealousy. But at the same time, it's like that's such a gift and a curse because they're some of the most boring people on the planet.
Yeah, cool. I agree. I mean, because they had the luxury of being boring, you know?
That's always what it is. Yeah, they don't need any personality.
Yeah, which personally I think might be better. I'm done with having a personality. I am so over having a personality.
How far has that gotten us?
Exactly. I got to tell you this. All right. So speaking of my personality, Wednesday, I went to go perform at a mic, and I should have been a little weary of this place because it was in a warehouse behind a soccer field, right? And I get there, and it's apparently a rap studio with this guy owns, and pretty much the thing is I'm on stage, and this guy, as I'm yelling with him back and forth, he runs up on stage, tries to grab the microphone, and punches me in the face.
No way.
Right. Yeah, and let's be real, bro. It's about time, you know, like – I've had a good run.
Were you like mid bid or what?
Okay. So what happened was I get there and I look at these guys and they got dispensary tables out, but they got like Coke and edibles and mushrooms. I'm like, I don't think you guys have a license for all this, right? And they fucking. So what happened was I found out was that they had the guy who ran the studio.
Wait, so they had a pop-up shop for cocaine.
It was basically like this. They have all these artists, and they're like, why don't you throw on an open mic? And in my opinion, I think they threw on an open mic to, like, sell us drugs. I mean, which is, a cool business. You know, that's what you want to do, right?
Yeah, I mean, they knew the clientele would be there.
Yeah, exactly. And it wasn't coke. I was kidding. It was weed and edibles. And so I'm looking at them, and then I'm just like, oh, what's up, man? And they kept interrupting when the mic started from beginning to end. Boo, boo, and just booing people off. And I was getting livid. You suck. You ain't funny, motherfucker. Bah. So I go up, and I got venom in my soul. I'm not even trying to make these people laugh. I'm trying to make them feel hurt, right?
Right, yeah, I know that.
Exactly. And I guess, I guess I really got to this guy because he starts running towards the stage as we're fighting. And he grabs the microphone. I'm like, yo, get the fuck out of here. Who the fuck do you think you are? Are you kidding me right now? Get the fuck out of here. And I pull the microphone. He pulls it back. Someone gets in between us. And then, bam, he just punches me right in the face.
Damn. Right?
And so what's hilarious, as I was looking, I didn't know what to do, so I just started, like, turning back to him. Like, I couldn't believe it. I was like, this guy really fucking hit me? are you kidding me right now? It wasn't pain. I stopped being angry. I was just having a moment of reflection. And then as I was turning back, I'm just looking at the audience of all the comics that I've known for years, just sitting back in their chair, like, oh, I wonder how he's going to get out of this one. And then the other half is just like, about fucking time, you know?
Wow.
And as I come back, I was looking at them, I just go, like a girlfriend. I was like, really? That's what I said.
Right?
And then they
did you,
pull him
did
away.
You have the mic? Like, what? Did you pick it up off the no. floor? How sad was this?
Someone, I just said it out loud to him. I was like, really? Right?
A cappella.
And then they gave me the mic back, right? After I just got punched in the face, like, all right, you want to finish up? And
yeah, they go, I haven't lighted you yet. I can give you an extra 3 minutes.
Right? And I'm like, yo, a black guy just came over and punched me in the face. You can't just hand me a microphone right now. Are you out of your mind?
Right.
I'm not even running for office. Are you kidding me? Right? And, but yeah, I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I was pissed. So I take the mic, and as he's walking away, I just go, put the mic right up to my mouth, and I go, you hit like a bitch. Right?
Uh-huh. And that was it?
No, I'm kidding. I didn't do that at all. I just left, and what was funny is I had to actually walk past him. So he's off to the side, so I had to, like, shimmy a by because it was a near narrow hallway, and I was like, have a good night.
Yo, what was the line that did it?
It was this bit that I did about I was just yelling at him. We were having a back and forth, and I was just doing this bit about, you know, fucking, I don't even remember. Honestly, I really don't even remember. He knocked it out of me. No, it was really just yelling. It wasn't even bits. We were having a fight because he wouldn't shut up, and that's what happened.
Right. And it was just one of those moments where you're like, I could say something slick and, like, you know, maybe turn the show around, but you saw
no,
red.
I knew I was already in red, and if I touched that microphone again, it would have been trouble. I was looking for trouble. That's what I said. I deserve it. Right. You know, how many times could you just, I mean, for 5 years, Sean, I had a really good long run. Let's be real.
Yeah, I mean,
it was only a matter of time.
It could have been worse. You could have got Jay Oakerson off the stage.
I know. Exactly.
I'd rather take a swift punch.
It really didn't hurt, didn't fucking, you know, swell up or anything, but yeah.
Right, you were just like, you know, you got hit and you were like, did I pay my taxes in 2018?
You know, dude.
Kind of got your shit together.
Dude, it humbled me. I'm a different person now, you know?
Yeah, it's like a DMT experience. I don't have an ego anymore.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, we're all one, right, guys? I love you, brother.
Bro. And it just, do you remember, like, did he, so he ran to the stage. What was he, like, 10, 20 feet out? Like, do you saw him coming? Like, what was this?
I saw him coming, but I was like, guys, I'm still in my head. You're not going to do shit. And then he's standing up to me. And, of course, I'm looking up with him. He's, like, a foot taller than me. So he's, like, you know, 5'9". And I'm just looking, and I'm just like, fuck you. I'm like, all the cops, like, you ain't going to do shit. Back the fuck up. And then he just swung.
And
then
he did shit.
Again. And he did shit. Yeah. He was not messing around.
What are you going to do?
Oh, I laugh about it. It was hilarious. Listening. And it was funny. It's like, he drove him with Joe, of course. And I'm driving back with Joe. and he goes, he's talking about his set. He goes, man, I should have made fun of the host more. Maybe that would have. I was like, Joe, I just got punched in the face.
Yeah, he's reflecting. How do you think my set went? That would have been Joe.
And of course, like, you think, I don't know, I had a hard time connecting. What do you think I should do?
Yeah. He goes, someone connected with my face.
Exactly. Yeah.
Bro, I had one of those in seventh grade. There was a kid who got, it was a kid that was known to, like, fight everyone, you know, but being who we are, you have to say something. You know?
Of course.
I don't know what that is, bro, but it'll either, like, make you or break you. And the kid walked by, and he had gotten bit by a dog probably, like, when he was, like, 10, they said. And the side of his face was, like, just this big scar, right? Kind of like a Jose Aldo. I don't know if you know that fighter, but he has, like.
No.
So he has, like, it looks like a knife from, like, his, like, lip up to, like, the side all the way to his ear. It's pretty nasty. And he walked by me and, like, he was like, what the fuck are you looking at? You know, like, seventh grade. And I was like, oh, yeah. I'm about to call the Discovery Channel, bitch. You know, like, some, like, stupid fucking line, right? And everyone was like, ooh, you know, it's like in the courtyard.
Of course, yeah.
And he was like, keep talking shit. Keep talking shit. And then I was like, all right, Tony Montana. And bro, I just remember like getting hit right in the nose. But it was like, it was one of those mornings where like the sun was like just right there and you're looking up, but you're not, you're looking, you know, you're looking in their direction, but the sun was so bright.
Yeah, yeah, that was the sun.
Yeah. Yeah, you saw the light.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but I just remember like my eye was just like hurting. And then my buddy was like, yeah, he hit you. And then the school resource, like everyone was right there. So he's like immediately taken to the office. But it was just like, you know, I was like, yeah, I probably shouldn't have said that last thing, you know?
Dude, of course. Of course. And that's my MO, was just pushing it until you get punched in the face.
But like, if that's the end goal, Nick, why is it in our DNA that we have to just keep, like, even if this guy murders me right now, I have to get a laugh off of him.
Yeah, I think it's, man, just completely a lack of affection in your life. that's the only thing I could imagine, that you're still trying to fill up from all those missed years in childhood that you needed it the most.
Yeah.
And you'll get through anything to get it.
Yeah, maybe that final, like, verbal thing is like, you know that you're about to get shot, but you have the grenade with the pin out in your hand behind your back, and you're like, we're all going down. You know?
yeah, exactly.
That, you know, World War II like moment.
And the rush that we get from it, though, is pretty much when, like, you know, when you're trying to stop an addict, some heroin guy, and he's just holding the needle right in front of his head, like, I know I'm going to make my mom cry right now, but this is going to feel amazing.
Yeah, you're like.
And then he just injects it.
Yeah, everyone's holding you back, like, don't do it. And you're, like, slowly driving it into your arm. And you're like, I have to get this out.
Exactly. And then you're like, and everyone cries around you.
It is a rush, dude. Something about everyone, like, ooh. It's like, that is almost more powerful than a right hook.
Can I tell you, man, I remember my first, I got switched into my friend's math class, and this is my first day here in that class. School's been going on for a month, right?
Uh-huh.
And we had those calculators that were called, like, Bernsteins. Do you remember those? Or you remember the calculators, the huge ones?
It was like the T85, and everyone had to have it.
Yeah, it was a T85, but it was labeled something like the, and she would call it that, the Bernsteins, I think, right? And so at one point, she reaches over to somebody with the Bernstein, and they're doing it, and they look at the calculator and got the answer. And they go, does anybody know why the Bernstein solved the problem? And I just go, because it's Jewish.
I knew you were going there.
Of course. And again, I'm a 16-year-old Pilelli in 16-year-old 11th grade Long Island High School.
Oh.
Murdered. Fuck. Murdered.
Yeah, you killed.
I killed, and I just, and then literally, she just looks at me and just goes, on your first day here?
Yeah, you already set the tone. You're like, this is going to be the year.
I'm like, nice to meet you, lady.
Yeah, it's like over.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to have a fun next few months.
Oh, dude, you know, she went home and she was cooking, and her husband came home like, oh, how were the kids? And he's just like, she just goes, Nick. He's exactly. There's always one.
Exactly. But fuck.
Dude, yeah, did you stay getting kicked out of class, or was it just kind of like...
I stayed getting kicked out of class. And I remember a timeout room was the old boys' bathroom, and there would just be urinals and a desk. And so you just had to sit and look at the urinals in a desk, and while the teacher was there watching you. We were just there'd just be urinals everywhere around us, because it was the boys' bathroom in high school. So there was just urinals surrounding us, and then where the stalls would be, where the toilets would be, that's where they put the teacher's desk. So the teacher was just sitting in there, checking over homework and watching you while you just sat in the boys' bathroom.
In the bathroom. I feel like I'm
in the bathroom. Remember where the old bathroom used to be? No one would use it. It's not like people were walking by taking a piss at one of the stalls.
You're in detention and someone just comes in and goes, I'm going to take a shit real quick. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
No way, bro.
pants down to their knees looking at you. What'd you do this time, Tulele?
Yeah, just and he flushes and walks away. It's a shame.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, he looks to the teacher and goes, what'd this guy do? You want me to flush or leave it there?
He's like wiping, making eye contact with you. Dude, no way they put you in the bathroom. That's next level.
Hilarious. Hilarious.
Did you have after school detention? Like where they made you like clean up trash and stuff?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, dude, they had a fucking system when I was in elementary school. It was called aftercare. And it was for people who pretty much had single parents and they're like, listen, I can't leave this kid alone and I have no one that will take him in.
Right.
So can the school just watch you? And I remember one of the teachers, her name was Miss Ann. Throughout the day, I caught her. I was like, why is she always wearing that same blue button-up? It's because she was the janitor of the school. They didn't even have, like, a teacher watching us.
Oh, shit.
Like, hey, who wants to stay late and just watch these fucking delinquents? And the janitor's like, I'll do some overtime.
Yeah! Better than cleaning up the bathrooms. Dude, I saw one of the kids, he was always in detention, this kid Trent. And it's such a good detention name, dude, Trent. Like, that kid's definitely throwing pencils. And we were out doing extra school, and what we had to do is we had to sweep up for all the leaves from, like, the hydroponics strawberry field because it's, like, some Florida shit. And the janitor, dude, he was, like, tatted up. Drove a low rider, like neck tattoos and everything, you know, face tats, like definitely a felon, bro. And he looks at Trent and he says something and he's like, you're a stupid, you know, he's like, you're stupid. You're always here, you know? And he goes, oh yeah. He goes, what's it feel like that this is our punishment, but it's your career? And bro, I've never seen this guy react so quick, dude. And it was just like, I go, I'm sweeping up strawberries and these kids are just fighting the janitor.
That's hilarious, bro. That's hilarious. Jesus Christ.
Bro, that's a finishing move, though, dude. Telling someone.
Oh, like, completely.
He goes, this is what I do after school as punishment, and this is your career. And then just hand thrown.
And then going home and then having your kids be like, I don't want to do homework. Shut the fuck. You're doing the homework, you know?
Oh, yay. He probably wasn't done. Dude, that's how, like, people's wives get hit.
Of course.
Like, of course, what happened? That was your day. Oh, shut the fuck up. How was your day?
I know. You're Kobe. And he like, snaps. It's like PTSD. Like, she just looks at the television, like, you know, I think I want to chase my own career. And just punches her.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Well, I'm the man. I'm a man. But, dude, listen, I really do got to go.
Yeah,
I
man.
I love you, pal.
This yeah, love you too, fun. Brother. Dude, thanks for jumping on. Are you heading to a spa right now?
Yeah, I'm doing we're actually doing one in our basement at an undisclosed location. That is, of course, with mask and social distancing and airflow. We even got an air ventilator.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Come on, of course we do.
Yeah.
Of course we do.
What's your air vent? Did you park your PT Cruiser fucking in the in the hallway?
Yeah, then I blast the AC.
Hey, you know what? That'll do.
But, dude, I'll talk to you, man. I love you, pal.
All right, man. Hey, be safe, bro. If you need, man, come through, man. We got a spot for you.
Absolutely, bro. Anytime. Thanks for having me, and I hope this is a success. So.
Yeah, man. Appreciate you jumping on. Well, where can people find you, man, if they want to jump on your?
I'm sure you'll tag my Instagram at Nick Tulele, NICKTILLELI. I should have more of a social media presence. That, as of now, something in the works, hopefully.
Yeah, but you're just – that's just the New York comic, man. Like I tell you, it's New York guys want to be raw and funny, and L.A. is like, I just got to get famous while they're scratching their neck, like
– Yeah, but you know what, dude? I get it. It's part of the game, you know? It's just like you want to be out there a little bit. Be out there. Listen, I can't hold a camera to my face for 2 seconds to tell someone a joke. Like, how much of an asshole am I? I'm lazy. Fucking, you know?
Right.
But –
No,
but
yeah,
dude,
it's
–
Yeah, absolutely, man. We'll talk soon, brother.
All right, I love you, pal.
All right, man, have peace. A good set.
All right, peace.
Keep your hands up. All right, guys, that was Nick Tulele, a good friend, man. Probably have him on later, and some later on episodes. It's about 45 minutes. I got nothing else for you. I hope you guys enjoy the weekend, and we will see you on Monday's episode 14. All right.